Welcome to Conversations with Aaron and Jill on the Light Your Heart with Hope podcast. If you have been listening, we recently talked about your purpose and specifically trusting that your life has purpose. And as we were talking about all that we talked about in that episode, we were encouraged and motivated to do a part two. So here we are, part two of trusting that your life has purpose. I am so excited to talk about this, but I know you wanted to start with the words to a song that we both love. It's Firm Foundation by, is it Maverick City Music?
Cody Carnes. I think a lot of people have their version of this song.
It's such a good song.
It is such a good song. And the reason why I wanted to start with this song and the lyrics to the song is because this morning, I think it was around 7 something, and I heard my phone and I was like, okay, who's texting me this early in the morning? Well, it was our Bible study group chat. And Kristen sent the song Firm Foundation. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to play this. And because I went through a season of, I was listening to a worship song before I even got out of bed. And then you know how it is. My mind starts going. I'm like, oh, I got to get up. I got to get my day going. And so I haven't listened to a worship song in the morning in a while. And so I said, I'm going to start this day with this worship song. So not only am I starting the day with this worship song, I'm starting this episode with the lyrics from Firm Foundation. Firm Foundation by Cody Carnes. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, because he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. I'm going to start singing, and if I start singing, that would not be good. I've got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, because I've built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. And then let me go to this other section of the song, because you know how songs are. They repeat over and over. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Rain came and wind blew. My house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm going to make it through. And then it goes on, of course, and does the chorus again, because he won't fail. And I love that. I'm going to say the beginning again one more time. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad. What a perfect song to start the day. And what awesome reminder to start this episode that Christ is our firm foundation and the rock on which we stand. And this, I think, pertains to purpose, our very purpose, and understanding and knowing what our purpose is and how valuable. It's not just valuable, it's vital. It's vital to life to understand that you have purpose and understand why. And I want to give an illustration. I love to use, and I've done this before. You know this, like I've used the iPhone as an example. So before this iPhone was even made, it already had a purpose. Okay. The people who created the iPhone already had in mind a purpose. And obviously, let's just use the obvious. Well, so that you can call people. I mean, who knew that the iPhone would be all that it is? And let's be honest, I don't even know what this phone can do. I use it for the very basic things in life, like to call, to text, to watch social media or whatever. But this phone had a purpose before it was even created, right? And so when we get our phone, it comes in that beautiful white box. You know, Apple, they're all about that clean white look. So we do that clean white box look, and you open the box and your iPhone is in there. But before you even get that iPhone, let's just go back a little bit. First of all, there was a purpose, right? There was a purpose. They had in mind what they wanted to create the iPhone for. So they had the purpose. So then they created the iPhone, but they didn't just create it and then ship it off to us. They tested it. They made sure every single part of the iPhone worked the way it was supposed to work, right?
Right.
So they test it and make sure, and then they put it in the box. And then, but before they even put it in the box, they put their label on it.
Yeah.
are you guys tracking with me? They give it an identity.
Yeah.
Okay. So that you know that that iPhone was made by Apple.
Yeah.
And because all that Apple has done in the world, when we see the Apple logo, we know what it is.
Right.
Oh, are you tracking with me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you tracking? Okay. Okay. So the iPhone has a purpose. It's created. It's tested. We know it's going to be good. So it goes into the box. Before that, they put their label on it. It goes into the box. And then what else goes into the box with it? A manual. Instructions on how to use your iPhone. Okay, and then it's secured, and then it goes to us. And then we open it, and all of these things happen, right? It's the same thing with your purpose.
Yeah.
God had a purpose for you before you were created. Before you were created, He had a purpose for your life. And then not only he said it was good. If you read the book of Genesis, what did God say after he created us? That we were good, that it was good. So he tested it. He's like, this is how I want man to be created. And so he had the purpose in mind first. He created us and he put his image. We will make man and woman in our image. Just like, are you guys, I hope y'all are tracking with me.
Just preaching today.
Just like the Apple logo. We could use anything other, I mean, Nike. I mean, when you see a Nike swoosh, you know that's Nike.
Right.
Am I right?
Right.
So he puts his image on us. And then we're created. We're created, right? And so we already have a purpose from our creator. So that, okay, and this might sound extreme, but that's everything. To know that you, before you were even created by God, he had a purpose for your life. And then he created you. And he gave his image to you and sent you into this world. So that being said, already you have purpose.
Right.
Already you can know that. God put his name on you. Just like, you know, Nike puts their name on all their stuff and Apple, right? I mean, we're talking about the creator of the universe has already given you his image. You already intrinsically have purpose.
Well, why would we have been created if there wasn't a purpose for us? I find so much comfort in that because we were created on purpose for a purpose. And God would not have created you unless you had a purpose. And you could take it back to what you said about the iPhone. Why would the creators of the iPhone have created it if it didn't have a purpose?
Exactly.
It would just sit there and no one would buy it. You know what I'm saying? Like no one would buy the iPhone if there was no use for it, if there was no value for it, but there was a need.
Right.
There was a need for the iPhone. And so the creators of the iPhone said, these people, the people on this earth, they need what the iPhone can do.
Right.
Same thing applies to God. He said the world needs Jill Kelly. The world needs Aaron Kelly. The world needs us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love that because when we know that we were created by God for a purpose and that he believed that this world needed us to share about his son, it changes everything.
Right.
It gives us purpose. It reminds us of why we were created and it helps us to live our life out for God.
Let me just, you said something that we are used to saying, it gives us purpose. No.
Oh,
we already have purpose. Do you see how that changes everything?
Yeah.
You already have purpose.
Because if you already have purpose, you don't have to search for it to find it or to receive it.
Exactly. We are not born to find our purpose. We are already born with purpose because God created us. Culture tries to tell us otherwise.
Right.
Culture tries to mold and shape us into who culture wants us to be. And we're part of that too. We're human. We walk in the flesh. And so we think we are created to do something, be something other than the whole purpose of the fact that God had a purpose for us before we were even born. And therefore, you have purpose intrinsically. You're valuable already before you're even born. We could sit in that and just be completely overwhelmed by God. Completely overwhelmed by his goodness, by his grace, by his love, by his mercy, all of the things that God is. And he put his image on us. So if you are listening, I want to, first of all, I wish I could hug you right now. Not only hug you, I would keep hugging you. And I would just look you in the eyes and say, you already had a purpose before you were born. You already have purpose. God has a plan for your life. Yes, a plan, I believe, is very different from purpose. Purpose is the fact that you even exist. You have purpose because you're even breathing, because God has a purpose for you before he created you, and then he put his image upon you, right? And the fact that we are made in the image of God should absolutely floor us and put us, I mean, just overwhelm us. It's overwhelming to know that you are made in the image of your creator. Just as, again, we can go back to earthly things that we see, Nike, the Stanley, I have a Stanley right here, the iPhone, right? The example that we used. They care about their image, right? And so does God. God cares about his image in your life. So what is he going to do? Is he going to have a purpose you, create you, put you on this earth and then say, good luck with that? No, he cares about every single detail of your life because his image rests on you. And so he is going to help mold and shape you as you walk through life so that his image is made known on the earth. And that's so profound. And that means that no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're doing in life, it does not matter. Whatever it is that you are doing in this life right now, you bear the image of your creator. And he is at work in your life so that his image can be seen on this earth. Not so your image can be seen, because the culture, as we already mentioned, culture tries to tell you something else.
Right.
Peter thought he was a fisherman. And that's what he did, right? Look what God did. With an encounter with Jesus, look what Jesus said. Wait, Peter.
That was a part of the plan. Like you said, there's a difference between purpose and plan.
Exactly. Exactly. And your work and your call, or your job and say your calling or your work. Yeah. Jesus said, I came to do the work of the Father. So you can be in a job right now. It's a job and you can't wait till it's over at the end of the day. You don't want to start it the next day, you know, and you just know that you were made for more. That's because you were made for a work. Jesus said, I came to do the work the Father has given me. So there's a difference there too. But if we come back to the very reason for this episode, the purpose, when you know that God had already given you a purpose before you were even created, it gives you confidence that no matter where you are in life, that he still has a plan too.
Right.
And he's going to carry that out too, because he created you, he had a purpose for you, and he has a plan for your life as well. Like I said, I mean, think about Matthew, think about Peter. We already mentioned Peter. Matthew, he was a tax collector. That was his work, but sorry, see, I even get it mixed up. That was his job, but God had a work for Matthew, the woman at the well. We could say that about every single person that we read about in the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is just so fascinating about this, about understanding this and really grabbing hold of it. I think it changes everything.
I also want to go back to the iPhone for a second. When the iPhone was created, obviously, like we've talked about, there was a purpose prior to creating the iPhone.
That's right.
But the people that created the iPhone, the purpose hasn't changed, but the iPhone changes. There have been generations and generations of the iPhone.
Right.
I mean, you know us, Mom. We always want the new iPhone
right.
because it's updated. It has new things. The creators of the iPhone continue to mold and shape it, but the purpose doesn't change. And God is the same way. We had a purpose before we were created, and our purpose does not change.
No.
But God molds us and shapes us as we grow in Him, as we grow closer to God, as we carry out the work that He has for us in this life.
Yes.
We are continuing to grow in our relationship with Christ. We are continuing to become more and more like Him, but
right.
our purpose is the same.
Right.
It's always been the same.
Exactly.
Before we were even created.
So does that not encourage you? I don't know.
Oh, so much.
I am so encouraged by that. And it's really like it helps me see even life in general differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps me know that like the spider has a purpose.
Ooh, yeah. We don't like that spider, but it does have a purpose.
No, but think about that.
Right. Well, before God created the spider.
There was a
purpose. He knew that the spider would have a purpose.
Exactly.
Because He's the God of the universe. Why would He create something
that
doesn't have a purpose?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
This is so amazing. So amazing.
It changes everything. I can't count the amount of times where I've questioned my purpose, questioned if I had a purpose at all.
Right.
But this puts everything in perspective to know that I can't give myself purpose.
No.
I can't create purpose in and of myself. I already have it.
And you don't have to go searching for
it. Right, right. Exactly.
God already gave you purpose.
If we had to work for our purpose, are you kidding me? That's exhausting even thinking about having to work for my purpose.
That's right.
God said before time began that I had a purpose. That is so comforting to me.
I know.
I wish I would have had this like revelation and knowledge years ago.
But think about it. Today is the day for that. That's the thing. God knows every single detail.
Well, and I feel like for so long, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but purpose has felt like this overwhelming, beyond my comprehension thing that I'm just like, okay, I believe that I have a purpose, but like it was just so overwhelming to me.
Right.
Because I was the one who thought that I had to find my purpose.
Right.
That I had to do something to gain purpose. But the truth is when we really think about it, this is so simple.
Mm.
That before we were created, we had a purpose. The simplicity of that is so comforting to me. And it takes away this weight of feeling like I have to find my purpose somewhere to know that it's just God. It's just God.
Amen.
And how powerful and true and comforting that is for all of us.
A person who understands their purpose is unstoppable because God can do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. And not only that, He does the impossible. So a person who understands what we're talking about, and I feel like I just have like a nugget of this. I feel like there's so much more. And, you know, we get caught up in, well, what am I supposed to do with my life? And, you know, what's the plan for my life? And when you know that you already have purpose, you also know that there's a plan.
Yep.
Right? And your purpose obviously precedes the plan for your life. But your purpose is always more powerful than the plan for your life because you had to have purpose in order for there to be a plan. And so we know that because we already have purpose, we know there's a plan for our lives. And does that include, I mean, we can start to talk about all this too, which would make this episode like probably 3 hours and 4 hours long. But, you know, we've been created, we've been gifted. You know, some people are very talented. They can sing and you know, there's a plan for everyone's life. And I think like that's where there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's confusion or people think they're one and the same when they're not.
Right.
Purpose precedes the plan for your life. But just again, let's make this simple. If God had a purpose and then created you, you know He already has a plan.
Right.
And that plan cannot be thwarted. And I love the verse in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Mm.
ah.
I love that verse. I love
this
verse.
Whole conversation. I love the fact that this is all true.
Right.
This is true. And we have, if you forget what we've talked about today on this episode, look at your iPhone. I pray well, maybe you have an Android. Anything that you look at, anything that is in front, the iPhone, the refrigerator, the stove, I mean, anything, that's the thing. We have reminders everywhere, especially in creation. I mean, with all that God has created, you cannot deny that there is a creator. We have a creator, and before he created us, he already had a purpose. And therefore, that purpose cannot be thwarted, and his plans cannot be thwarted for our lives. That alone is the firm foundation for our lives. That alone, knowing that God's purpose for us came before we were even created, that alone sets the stage, sets the foundation for everything else in your life.
Wow.
I know.
We have shared
I know.
A lot of truth here. And I don't know about you, Mom, but the more we talk about it, the more I am encouraged and assured and know that I can go out into my day, into my everyday life, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that I have purpose simply because God said that I do, simply yes. because he created me.
Yes. And you bear his image.
Right.
That too, just...
And I don't know, I feel like knowing that we bear the image of Christ makes me want to live my life out for him.
Amen.
Knowing that I am carrying his image. We have things on our shirts that say like the brand of it, and our iPhone has the image of the Apple on it. There's pride in that. There's pride in having things that have an image on them.
Well, think about how much in this world, like again, this is being in this world. Right? Nike. Like when we see Nike, we know it's made well.
Right. Right.
Oh my goodness. That alone. Right there. Let's just talk about that. We know when we see a label or an image of certain products, we know it's made well. And then there's certain products where we're like, yeah, I'm not buying that. But you know what I mean? Like this is just an example. But what about the image of God?
Right. Right.
Oh my goodness. And he said that it is good.
And you know how I keep going back to the iPhone because, hey, you started this iPhone conversation. When we see the Apple logo on it, we automatically know that it's Apple.
Right.
Well, my prayer and my desire is that when people see me, they see the image of Christ in me based on how I live.
Amen.
I don't need to have an Apple logo.
Exactly.
It's how I live my life that people will look at me and say, she belongs to Jesus. When you bear the image of Christ, when you are living out your life for him, it's undeniable. People look at you and they will see Jesus. I want to live my life that way. I want to live my life in a way that people see me and say, she belongs to Jesus. Because the truth is when people look at me and see Jesus, they're not really seeing me.
Ooh,
and I don't want people to see me. I don't want people to look at me and want...
This is amazing.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when we love Jesus so much and we know that our purpose is in him, it changes how we live our lives. And we want people to see him above all else.
Amen. And that's, again, using our example. And that was the whole point of Apple too. They want people to know this is Apple.
Exactly.
And it's good.
Yeah.
And think about that. And Apple has glitches. Okay. We have issues with our iPhone.
Right.
Because it's a worldly example. Right. There's no issues in us when it comes to God. There's the issue of sin, which is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother time. But even that, God had a plan.
Right.
And a purpose. And it was Jesus.
Right.
And again, back to what I said, Jesus said, I'm about my father's business. He never wavered from what he was about. That was the plan for his earthly ministry, that he was going to be about his father's business. And that's exactly what the plan is for our lives,
right.
That we are about the father's business. And we can keep going and going and going. But I want to stay. I want to stay and I want to end on purpose because it is so full. It is so life-changing. And I absolutely believe that anyone and everyone that will listen to this podcast this episode will be changed as a result of listening to this particular episode. I believe that.
I believe that too, because as we're talking, I feel changed.
Same.
I feel encouraged to go out and live my life with this truth in me and to bear the image of Christ.
So let's sum it up again, because it's worth saying over and over and over again. We had a purpose before we were created. And then God created us in his image because he said it was that good that he was going to put his image on us.
Yeah. Wow.
So knowing that is a firm foundation. Again, starting with that song. I started with that song. It was perfect. I never even realized that it was all going to come together. That foundation, knowing that, changes everything about your life.
Mm.
Everything. Because when you know that you already have a purpose, well, then you know there's a plan for your life.
Right.
God didn't create you without a plan. Of course he has a plan for your life. And ultimately, that plan is that you bear his image, right, in Christ, and that you know him and love him, and that you're about the Father's business.
Right.
Ooh. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Thank you, God, that you already had a purpose. And we don't have to keep figuring this out
right.
and trying hard and like, what am I supposed to do with my life? And even though that's a very different question, God's not going to let you wander through life without fulfilling the plan that he has for you.
Right.
He's not, because he already had a purpose for you. So that purpose will prevail. And it's part of his plan. Oh.
Ooh. Mom, you're preaching today.
I know.
I love it.
I could keep going.
Will you close us in prayer, Mom?
Sure, of course. I would love to. Father, thank you so much that before you created us, you already had a purpose. That we have purpose because you are God. And because of that purpose, you created us. And then you said it was good and you put your image upon us. We are made in your image. And I pray, God, for all of us listening, that that would change everything. Just help us, Lord, help us to understand that and then to continue to grow in the understanding of our purpose and to trust that you also have a plan for our lives. Because purpose and plan go together. Lord, thank you so much that we can rest and be assured and be confident in the purpose that you have for our lives and the plan that you have for our lives, Lord. And we know, because you are God, that it is going to be and is immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name.